The following is a class on the Nectar of Devotion, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 27, 1972, in Bombay, India.
As soon as his life is over, death is therefore taken as the representative of God for the atheistic class of men. The devotee realizes the presence of God by devotional service, whereas the atheist realizes the presence of God in the shape of death. At death, everything is finished, and one has to begin a new chapter of life in a new situation, perhaps higher or lower than the last one.
Well, Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, Mrityu sarva harascha aham. By death, everything is taken away by Krishna. So, the modern civilization, they do not believe in the next birth. That is the basic mistake of the present civilization, that we get information that tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastatva namayam. Dehantaram. Just like we are transmigrating, even in this span of life, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age body. Therefore, it is naturally to conclude that after this old body is finished, then we get another body. Transmigration of the soul. But there is no education, no enlightenment about this transmigration of the soul. But we can, if we think, ponder very deeply on this matter, how transmigration of the soul is taking place, and it is authorized statement of Bhagavad Gita, tatha dehantaram prapti. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumaram jaumanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastatvam indra. So, this is the defect. The atheist class of men, they also see God. Everyone can see God, provided he has got eyes to see. Premanyana charita bhakti bilochanena shanta sadaiva hridayeshu bilokayanti. Those who are yogis, bhakta yogi, because they are in love with God, Krishna, they are seeing every moment within their heart the Supreme Personality of God. Anyone you love, you see always within your heart. Similarly, if you have love for God, Krishna, then you can see Krishna always. That is called yoga system. Dhyanavastita tat gatina manasa pashyanti yam yogina. Yogina, those who are yogis, under meditation, they see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. Dhyanavastita tat gatina manasa pashyanti yam yogina. So there are many evidences in the Shastra. Yoga means to see the Supreme Lord within the heart. Ishara sarva-bhutanam vidyese arjuna tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart. One has to see, one has to develop that visionary power, how to see God within the heart. That is one thing. That is called yoga system. Dhyanavastita. Otherwise, Ishara is there in everyone's heart. Therefore, Krishna says, yoginamapi sarvesam. madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati juma samay yukta tamo. The first class yogi is he who is always seeing me within his heart. Yogi namati sarvesha. There are different types of yogis. The first class yogi is he who can see Krishna within his heart constant, without any cessation. Smartabham satato Vishnu, bismartabham najatu kichya. This is the process. One has to observe Vishnu within the heart. Always, martabham satato Vishnu, bismartabham. This is Krishna consciousness. One has to think of Krishna or see Krishna within the heart 24 hours. That is perfection of yoga. Yogi navati sarvesa madgata antara. But the atheist class of men, they do not see. They do not like to see. Just like Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Prahlad is the son of Hiranyakashipu, a great devotee. And the father is atheist. That is the struggle. This struggle between the atheist and theist always existing. God, Nishingadeva appeared. Nishingadeva appeared for the solace of the devotee Prahlad and for the death of the atheist. Both of them saw. Prahlad saw Nishingadeva as the most worshipable deity, and Hiranyakashipu saw the same person as death. God can be seen by everyone, atheist or theist, but they see in a different way. The theist, the devotee, sees God just like these devotees are worshipping the Lord Krishna. Here is Krishna, Radharani, and let us offer him respect by offering arutri, prasadam. They are seeing also. The atheist will say, what is nonsense? Some idol they are worshipping. The atheist will see. What is that? But that atheist will see God at the time of death, when he will come as Nishingadeva, immediately finish. All his assets finish. With the body, everything he has possessed, family or the house, the bank balance, this or that, everything is finished. Now he begins another chapter. He forgets. Just like we forget at night when we see some dream. We forget our identity. That I am this, I am that, I am lying on the bed, I have got this good apartment. No. Everything is finished. Again, when the dream is finished, we come to another dream. This is my house, this is my family, this is my bank balance. So this is going on. Dream. One dream at night, one dream at daytime. But who is dreaming? That is the living entity. So, his business is different. Not dreaming, daytime dreaming and nighttime dreaming. He has to come to the actual platform, that is Krishna consciousness. If he takes to Krishna consciousness, that is his actual life. Otherwise, he is in the dreamland. Devidyesa gunamai mama maya durutta. This is called maya, illusion. Nighttime dreaming and daytime dreaming. The nighttime dream, in this way we are dreaming life after life. As human being, as animal, as tree, as aquatics, jalajanavakhani sthavara lakhaming sati. This evolutionary process is going on. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. The living entity is wandering in this way, life after life, sometimes as human being, sometimes as demigod, sometimes as brahmana, sometimes as shudra, sometimes as tree, sometimes as insect, sometimes as fish, so many, sometimes as birds, and in different planets also, not only in this planet. Brahmanda, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda within the universe. He is serving according to his karma. Janti deva vrata devan, pa pitrim janti pitrim vrata, bhuteja janti bhutani, madhyajinopi janti ma. So, those who are in goodness, they are being promoted to the higher priority systems of demigod. Udhanga chanti sattaspa madhye tishtanti rajasa jagannā gnavittisthya adhoga chanti tamasa. Those who are in goodness of material nature, they are being promoted to the higher priority system. Those who are in passion, they are left within this bhūt-bhūva-lo. And those who are in ignorance, jaghanna gunavitt, the one who has no systematic life, living like animal, so eating, sleeping like animal, jaghanna gunavittista adhogacchanti tāma, they go down. This is going on. Out of many millions of living entities in this way, wandering all over the universe, one who is fortunate, he comes in contact with Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata, beginning of devotional Krishna consciousness. So, that is real life. Ayrupi brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Mali haiya sei bij karaya ropan. Savan kirtan jale karaya shrecha. Just like if you get a nice flower seed, if you sow it and pour water, gradually it will grow. Similarly, this bhakti lata bij, if one gets fortunately through the association of devotees, and if he sows it within the heart and pour water gradually, by this way, savana kirtan, this process which you have followed, following, hearing and chanting, this is called the process of pouring water. Then that bhaktilata bij, that creeper, bhaktilata, will grow. And in due course of time, it will give you the fruit. The fruit is to be under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. That is fruit. Go on.
In any field of activity, political, social, national, or international, the results of our actions will be finished with the end of life. That is sure. Bhakti Rasa, however, the mellow relished in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, does not finish with the end of life.
Yes, this is very important. Whatever we are doing in this life, everything will be finished with the end of the body. My position, my wealth, my family, my this or that, everything will be finished. Because I will have to accept another body. Karmana daiva netrina jantar deho upapatti. This gross body will be finished. I will have to accept another gross body. But if you begin a Krishna consciousness, it will not be finished. Because it is the business of the soul. Krishna consciousness means the original consciousness. I am Krishna's, I am God's, part and parcel of God, this consciousness. At the present moment, being illusioned by different material designation. We are thinking in different way. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, I am this, I am that. These are all designations. And Krishna consciousness means, I am Krishna, aham brahmasmi, soham. I am as good as Krishna. Or I am Krishna's, I am eternal servant of Krishna. This consciousness is required to invoke. That is the prime objective of human life. Now we are in different consciousness. So bhakti means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. One has to become free from all these designations. I am this, I am that, this bodily concept of life. Jashatma buddhi kunapi tidhaku. I am identifying myself with this body. This is condemned in the Shastra, Saiva Gopar. One who identifies himself with this body, he is no better than the cows and the asses. Saiva Gopar. Krishna consciousness means one is not identifying himself with this material body. He is identifying himself in his original constitutional position. Aham brahmasmi. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankati. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhbhakti lavate para. Madhbhakti lavate para. After being liberated from all these designations, one begins his devotional service, devotional life. And Krishna says, if one wants to know me, then he must accept. Bhaktyamam avijanati javanjaschami tatatva. If one wants to know Krishna, God, as he is, then he has to accept the process of devotion. Bhaktyamam avijanati. Evam prasanna manaso bhakti yogina. There is another fashion is the Evam prasanna manasu bhagavad bhakti yogata. By practicing the bhagavad bhakti yoga, bhagavad bhakti yoga, prasanna manasu, one has to become first of all joyful by identifying himself with the spirit. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kang. Then, when he becomes joyful, he understands that I am not this material body. I am spirit soul. I am not American, I am not Indian, I am not Brahman, I am not this, so many things. No. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This is called Brahma Bhuta. Evam prasanna manasa. When one becomes Brahma Bhuta, self-realized, at that time he becomes prasanna manasa, joyful. Na sochati, na kankati. He has no lamentation or hankering. Evam prasanna. In this state of life, prasanna manasu, evam prasanna manasu, bhagavad bhakti yoga. By practicing bhagavad bhakti yoga, bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayati. At that time, one can understand what is the science of God. Bhagavat tattva, it is not a sentiment. It is a vijnana, science. Bhagavat tattva vijnana. So, who can understand this Bhagavat tattva vijnana, science? Mukta sangha. One who is liberated from this material contamination. He can understand. Therefore, devotees who are constantly engaged in the loving service of the Lord, they are liberated. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogina ja sevat. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, unadulterated, without any motive, unadulterated, anna vilasita sunnam, jnana karmadanarmitam, anukullena krishnanusulyanam, He is liberated. These activities of Krishna consciousness, it appears to be ordinary activities, but that is liberated activity. Those who cannot understand the activities in liberation need vishesh bhagi. They think that in the conditioned state of life there are activities. When one becomes liberated, he has no more activities. He becomes dumb. No. Actual activities begins in liberated. Just like a man, a diseased fellow. Diseased fellow lying on the bed, he's also eating. He's also sleeping. He's also passing, stool, urine. But that is not real activity. When he becomes cured of the disease, come to his healthy life, and then again he walks, he eats, he sleeps, that is another position of between sleeping. But one who cannot understand the liberated activities, they are sadder. As soon as they think of activities, they think, oh, the activities, this is the same person who is suffering from birth. He cannot understand that there is activities after being cured of this disease. He cannot understand. He thinks activity means lying down on the bed and drinking all bitter medicine and pass stool by using, what is called, that bedpan. He is thinking like that. He has no idea there is better activities, better sleeping, better eating. And that he cannot understand. Therefore, Sunnavadi, they want to make zero. These activities are giving me so much trouble. Make it zero. Just like sometimes one cannot tolerate the pains of disease conditions, sometimes they commit suicide. Stop these activities. So the Sunnavadi, they are like that, committing suicide. Stop these activities. But they do not know that there is activities. After being cured of this material disease, when one is healthy, that healthy activities are the devotional activities. Therefore Krishna says, manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogina just sevate. Sevate means there is activity. There is no stoppage of activity. Sevate. Sevate means giving service. The giving service is not stopping activities. But that is a different type of activities. Healthy activities. Therefore Krishna says, manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogina just sevate sagunan samatita itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He is brahma bhuta. He is self-realized. Self-realized. That is mukti. Mukti hityanatharupam sarupena avastiti. Mukti does not mean stopping activities. That is not mukti. That is suicide. You are living entity. How you can stop? That is not possible. They say, the Mayavadi philosophers, they say to become desireless. And that you cannot be desireless because you are a living entity. How you can stop your desires? But you have to rectify, you have to purify your desires. Now you are designed simply for sense gratification, to lord it over the material nature. That is your desire. And when this desire is purified, then you will desire that how everything should be engaged in the service of God. Now I am trying to become God, lord it over the material nature. But when my desires are purified, then I shall understand that everything belongs to God, therefore everything should be dovetailed in the service of God. That is liberation. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena. This is sarup. Therefore, sunnavadi or nirvisheshvadi, they are not liberated. There is still in maya, vimukta manina. In the Bhagavata it is said that they are thinking, concocting, that they have become liberated. Actually, they are not liberated. Jannera vindakho vimukta manin. Mani. Say, somebody thinks that I am the proprietor of all the banks. Let him think like that. But that does not mean he has become the proprietor of the bank. That is a divide. Similarly, one may think that I have become liberated. But actually he is not liberated. Liberated is he who is engaged in the service of the Lord. He is liberated. Nobody is liberated. Jannera vindakha vimukta manina tayyasta bhavat abhisuddha buddhaya. It's like they are going to the moon planet. They have got very high speed sputniks. Simply riding on, boarding on high speed sputnik does not mean he has gone to the moon planet. Actually, he has to go there and leave there, then it is successful. But what they are doing? They are going and coming back. They are going and coming back. Similarly, arujyakritchena parang padam tata patanti yadha. If you have no stay in the higher status of life, Brahma, anubhuti, then you will have to come back again. Arujyakritchena. Kritchena means by practicing severe austerities, penances, one may go up to the Brahma effulgence, parampadam, that is called parampadam. But because there is no stay, just like in the sky, you may go with high speed, but if you cannot stay in some planet, you will have to come back again. Similarly, arujya kritchena parampadam tata patanti adha. Because they cannot get shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna, they have to come down again to these material activities. And we have seen practically so many big sannyasi. They give up this material world, take sannyas to understand Brahma. But because they could not understand Brahma, they again come to open hospital and schools. That is the difference. Arujyakritchena param padam tata patanti adha. But one who is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, he does not come to these material activities again. The actual evidence, that this, these boys, these European American boys, who could enjoy material life better than them? They were all enjoying. But they have given up everything. They are no more going back to that status of life. Paramnishtani vattati. They have found something better. Therefore they are not going to, again, that life of meat-eating, illicit sex, intoxications, smoking and drinking. No. They are not, no more. Give them bribe also. We come to again to that state. Will you go? Well, never. This is called liberation. This is called liberation. Simply by thinking I have become liberated and I am handicapped by so many bad habits. And that is not liberation. That is simply mental concoct. Real liberation is bhakti yoga. Thank you very much. That's all.